Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
By the way, I see my man Mendoza, the quarterback here for Indiana. I'll be honest with you. I don't believe him when he gets to talking. When he gets to going, I feel like he is going to trick somebody. I feel like he is going to trick the Raiders.
Oh,
or
you
somebody.
Think that, like he's not real?
Like, I don't think. I think it's rehearsed. It's a little Mike Tomlin, like I said earlier this week. I think it feels rehearsed. I'm not, and I could be dead wrong. I'm just telling you, whenever he seems way too prepared to be his age up there. He sounds like he's been in the league for 15 years.
Yeah,
the way he goes.
Yeah.
Like it's almost too prepared. Like I want somebody to just slip up a little bit. Like he just seems too prepared. I feel like, God, I'm gonna feel like a hater when I say this, but it does. Like he's got a feel of like, why are you drafting him? You know how they talk about Nick Cayley? His energy.
Boy, this ain't good.
His energy.
Oh, energy.
Like, what do you love about? What is it about Nick?
Yeah.
I think CJ had something that was non-football worthy, or his ability to fight through adversity or something.
Yeah,
yesterday.
I get that from
Mendoza.
I believe it.
Do you?
I do. I think he strikes me as
he's
a guy
too perfect,
like super smart, super nerdy, that would probably be really introverted, and now all of a sudden he's figured out he can play ball and. He can play ball better than most and draws attention, and now he has this platform where he has to speak and show and it just the introverted, I mean, calculated. I think it's real. I think it's real. Now I get a real nerd vibe, but I think it's real.
It feels like so performative to me when I hear him. I was watching him this morning. They were replaying him talking to the media yesterday.
Yeah.
And he started going through his preparation. Man, you ain't.
I've only listened to him in post game stuff.
Like, and I'm not even tripping about like that time where his voice went all out.
Yes.
And stuff. that was his emotion and everything. It's just everything else, man. He's like a. Like a preacher or something. Like he's like he has got.
I know what you're talking about. I just believe it. I know what you're talking about. I believe it. I don't think he has. I don't think he has another way of communicating.
And maybe not. But and also stuff you've kind of said to me over the years is like clearly it works here. But I wonder what that's going to look like in an NFL locker.
Well, it works at Indiana because Kurt Cignetti's got his foot on everybody's throat. He's the one. It's like stuff that worked at Alabama doesn't always work in the league. Now it worked at organizations that were functional and they had somebody in the building that was already the alpha. Yeah, but no, you're right. I agree with that. Like I would be really nervous if I were drafting him to come in and take over my locker room, and if I didn't have a coach that was the disciplinarian and a coach that was setting the culture like I just want him to come in and play quarterback, cool, I got him. But if I need him to come in and be a bigger presence than playing quarterback and take over a locker room, then that's probably not your go-to.
Yeah, how old is he?
I don't know.
How old is Fernando? I'm gonna look at.
I mean,
he's 22. Like, when I watch him, I'm like, you know how people say, "Man, he does not act 22." But for me, it's not in a good way. It don't seem.
Yeah,
it don't seem legit when I. And it may just be me.
I don't think he's a. You know who was similar?
Somebody said he's Tim Tebow 2.0. It's not, like,
it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But no. Like, the deal is like, I just don't think that he is a natural bull jiver. Like, he's not a natural and I don't – bull jiver is probably not right because that's a negative connotation. But, like, he's just not a natural talker of things. And, but he's in a world where he's telling you what he knows, and his only way to deliver it is through these – some funny mannerisms and tones and things. I think it's real. I'm with you, though. I think if you put him in a dysfunctional situation where there's not a lot of culture, I think it'll eat him alive.
This looks like he got a book of how to be a football leader for dummies.
Oh,
and he is,
agreed.
And he is executing.
Agreed. And it's working. And it's working like, in Indiana, boy.
Like, when they win tonight, I think he has his interview ready and his post. And
I don't doubt post-game. That. I don't doubt that.
I think he has it. I think he has it ready. I don't know. Just a little too perfect. All right. The Texans, and we'll dive more into the breakdown of this game on Monday when we get back in and get ready for that Monday Night Football playoff game. What are some of the big matchups for you as we roll into the weekend? What are some of the big matchups in your mind right now in this game?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Between the Steelers and the Texans.
When the Texans have the ball, I believe it starts with the interior offensive line, whether that's Titus Howard, Jake Andrews, and Ed Ingram, or it's Jake Patterson, Jake Andrews, and Ed Ingram. Regardless of who it is, it starts with Cam Hayward for them. We've heard D'Amico Ryans talk about how disruptive Cam and the two or three other guys that rotate through are. We've heard Nick Cayley now talk about it all starts and runs through Cam Hayward. So I think the matchup on the offense when the Texans have the ball is all about your interior offensive line versus their interior defensive line. If you can keep those guys at bay and not let one guy take over the game or all of them create chaos, then you can handle the Highsmith and Watt off the edge. You can handle and do some different things. You can run the football inside. Your quarterback has somewhere to slide up to when he does get pressured. That's the key offensively for the Texans. If you get that handled, then I think you can move the ball. You can sustain drives. C.J. Stroud will be able to find open receivers. Your underneath option routes and your quick stuff to keep the pass rush from being a problem will be there. So I think when the Texans have the ball, it's interior O-line versus interior D-line. Now, on the flip side of it, we haven't even really talked about this much, but I think from a matchup perspective, I think the top matchup here is Gainwell versus our linebackers.
Yeah.
Gainwell versus Matt Burke and D'Amico Ryans, and how do they handle empty formations? How do they handle a running back? I think he's cut from the cloth of Christian McCaffrey and Gibbs kind of deal. Not on the same level, not on the same tier, but I do think they're going to use him that way. He'll go outside and he'll run quick game, all the different routes. They'll throw screens to him. They'll throw the fade down the field to him. They'll use him as a decoy to pull coverage and throw underneath him. And so he is a guy that can do many, many things. He's held a tackle in the open field. And if there is a weakness on our defense, I believe it's our linebackers, our interior linebackers matched up on Gainwell in the open field. I think that could be advantage Steelers. So that's the matchup.
Are you comfortable with any of the Texans linebackers in coverage? Against, I think Warren is somebody you can look at this too. Both of them, either with Gainwell.
Well, I don't know how comfortable I am. I think they'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
I think they'll be fine. I mean, I think Gainwell will get his, and I mean, they'll get theirs. But as long as it's making a linebacker miss, and then Petrie or a secondary guy makes the tackle and keeps him in front, we'll be fine.
All right, yeah, man. Those are a couple of Because Gainwell he's their leading receiver. He's in terms of receptions. It is. I mean, most people look at it and they're like, "Oh, your tight end is your kind of safety valve." Like, I think he's their safety valve. He's a guy they specifically look to get the ball to.
Yeah.
They specifically look to get him in matchups. I mean, and it's not just close to the line of scrimmage, right? Or choice routes. Like, if you look at the Detroit game, he made an amazing catch. But they got him on a route down the sideline with a linebacker very similar to what we saw with the Raiders and what they did with Ashton Jensen on one-on-one down the sideline, a wheel route. They run all kinds of routes. They don't just run running back routes with him. They do
and Aaron is overly committed to it. You know, you mentioned Pat Freiermuth is their tight end. And
Aaron Jonnu Smith.
And Jonnu Smith too. But Pat Freiermuth is the one that I think you almost get distracted by the Jonnu Smith and Gainwell, all the kind of creative little looks and defending sideline to sideline, and then Freiermuth can get vertical on you. He's you know, when you look at Aaron Rodgers' career, and I don't have it in front of me, but with the exception of the Jets years, there's always a tight end or two in the mix that's constantly a threat that he's using. And he last week, for sure, he was awfully comfortable with Freiermuth. So there's several matchups that we'll get to in our two-hour show on Monday leading up to the Texans game. But there's several matchups that we've got to discuss that I don't know which way they're going to go. But they're matchups to keep an eye on for sure.
Yeah, Texan line coming in, Gainwell scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good one, man.
Yeah, he is good. All right, again, man, great time out here on this Football Friday. Hopefully it is not our last Football Friday, and we're back somewhere getting prepared for the divisional round, which is what we have been preparing for the last 2 years. The Texans have won in the first round of the playoffs the last 2 years. Hopeful they can keep that going. Coming up on this Monday. Remember, Monday, start early with Payne and Pendergast and In the Loop, all of us, 6 a.m. We will have this thing ready. No better place to get ready for the playoff game against the Texans. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. As always, I am Ron, the show. Houston, we love you, baby. For the Houston Texans, Tommy Togi, he would fit that. He's
close.
What is it?
Togi.
What did I say?
You
did I say
G?
I want to.
Togi.
So, Tommy, it better be Tommy Togi. I tell you that. If he says G, well, that interview may not go any further than it is.
Tommy Togi.
Peaches Yuli.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.